But I would think that, you know, the government would still need to try to really make money available even from other sources within the government. So I think they can raise the required, you know, money. But otherwise, you know, they could run a compromised, you know, process if they don't have adequate funding. And also if they try to, you know, look outside, as you know, there may then be challenges in terms of, you know, external influences. As you might recall, there have been, you know, a lot of criticisms about, you know, the implications of external funding, especially to run elections or to run a referendum. That's why I would still insist that, you know, the government needs to take full responsibility. And
looking at this $220 million bill, from your view, is it adequate enough? Will the country need this much?
Well, I think it depends on what, you know, is itemized in their budget. But I think, you know, ZEC has also been starved of resources in the past. And I also want to assume that they would also have gaps that have been there for some time, which might need filling. And in the process of filling them, they might require more resources than would be necessary under normal circumstances. Because, as you know, in their bid to normalize the situation, you know, it also means that they might have to get, you know, more resources to ensure that things get back to normal. So I think, yes, a lot would depend on, you know, the itemization of, you know, the budget. But I would want to believe that, you know, they could need, you know, a lot of resources to really get things back to normal so that their operations can actually, you know, run smoothly and, you know, without any serious challenges.